Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. So much enjoy. Watching Elizabeth Warren. God bless her. She is out there with the people. Right? She's marching with the people. God bless her. She wants to be one of us. Joe Mazzini, your host, this is The Real Side. GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you know what? Why do we do this? And when I say that, I mean, if they're out there breaking curfew, I thought that no one was above the law. Joe Mazzini, you listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, actually. So, and I appreciate that very much. So, but I mean, seriously. They run around talking about how nobody is above the law, except Democrats and Democrats rioters, and we could do this all night, because it's exactly what it's about. You actually have mainstream media right now complaining, out and out complaining, that there's, first of all, that D.C. looks like a war zone. Well, you guys started it. The war zone thing you started. When you were there burning down buildings, smashing stores, beating on cars, that was okay. Then the military came in to keep more damage from being done, more people from... Look, you bunch of cowards that call yourself protesters. And I do mean cowards. Right? I mean, you're beating up an Asian woman, four of you? Wow. I'm afraid of you. This is how stupid this is. And the Dems are promoting that, if you would. They think President Trump promoted because he said, you know, once the looting starts, the shooting would start. Well, gee, what's happening? People are being shot, aren't they? Not by the cops. The cops are being shot. Not people. So you can't blame... Well, you can blame it on him all you want. It ain't right. It's a lie. And these curfews, they're not going to do anything. You know why? Look, they're already breaking New York's curfew. They're breaking L.A.'s curfew. They're breaking a whole bunch of curfews. And what's happening? Are they getting arrested? Well, they can get arrested. Here's the problem. Most of the cities that they're looting, they're no-bail cities. Come on, let that flow through your head a little bit. They're no-bail cities. What do you do with that? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I look at the Hollywood stars. Somebody, when I figure out who, when I remember who it was, I'll let you know. All right, but I don't know. I'm getting so much stuff from you guys; it's just amazing to me. But when you talk about these stars, you're upset. Some of you have been sending me emails that you're upset that these celebrities. I don't want to call them stars. celebrity morons. They're bailing out these people. They're bailing out the rioters. They're sending the money in advance to get these people out of jail. Do you have any of their movies? Have you bought any of their movies? Are you watching their stations? Are you watching their channels? Are you buying their albums? See what I mean? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, if you're going to support them, if you're going to go to their concerts, you're going to do a pay-per-view on TV for them, you're putting money in their pocket. Why would you do that? You know what I mean? And to show you that this is a joke, I mean, these people are so demented, so sick, that Representative Elliot Engel of New York, he's a Democrat out of New York, he was caught on a hot mic saying that he wouldn't care about not being allowed to speak at the news conference about the unrest in his Bronx district if he wasn't in a competitive Democrat race. Did you hear that? If I didn't have a primary, I wouldn't care, he said. Should I repeat that? If I didn't have a primary, I wouldn't care. He wants to be able to speak so people know he cares. Or I should say, they would think he cares. Because he just said he didn't. This is how they feel about you. I am not asking the black community to come over to the Republican side. I'm not. They do a poor job of working with you, of reaching out to you and asking you. I'm not asking you to do that. I'm asking you to run from the Democrat Party. They do nothing for you. They lie to you. Yeah, I'll still love you in the morning. And you know what I mean. And they could care less. They come around every 2 to 4 years for your vote. They get you nothing. Nothing to help you. You know, the Dems want to make you more dependent on the government. They want to make it easier for you to get government help. They want to make it easier for you to get things from the government. So that way they're, you know, seriously, human nature. Once you're in it, it's hard to get out of it. Trump comes in. He creates enterprise zones in black areas so that you can get loans easier, so that you get your businesses going. And that's bad somehow. Joe Bettini, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back after this break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight site free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsite.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsite.com/radio. Frontsite, America's gun training destination.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls.
We are back. This is the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Always a pleasure. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening there. A lot going on that you can get involved in. And I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us. You know, I know you could be listening to a bunch of other stations, but you've chosen this one, and I very much appreciate that. Look, no matter where you are in the country, there's a lot going on. And, you know, right now you're seeing they're riots. They're not protests. Let the other news sources tell you what they want. They're riots. And you have to look at what's going on around you and the real reasons behind what's happening. Right? And there is, let me see if I can get him on here. They hate this man, Trump. Now, why they hate him, I still don't know. My Christian friends, you got a problem. You've actually never read the story of David. If you hate Trump because of the stuff he says, then you've never read the story of David, ever. If you hate him for, the lowest unemployment rate for blacks and Hispanics since they've been counting it, you hate him because he's had more opportunities for women and women-owned businesses than any other president? Do you hate him because even though you had a black president and one in Billy Bob Clinton said he was black, that they could have opened up the Martin Luther King Jr. Park or library? They didn't do it. Obama did virtually nothing for blacks. Matter of fact, the black community said over and over and over again when Obama was president that race relations had never been worse. So when they try to pin it on Trump, I get the biggest kick out of this. But start laying everything together. You cannot lay the coronavirus at the feet of the president. Dems were heavily involved in keeping him from keeping us safe. But you'll never admit to that. It's okay. I don't expect you to. And then you have Father James Martin, who said that he thinks that Trump's actions at St. John's Cathedral made a mockery of Christianity. How do you figure? See, the way you make a mockery of Christianity is you say it's not real. That prayer doesn't work. Did he come out against a doctor who said that the virus doesn't respond to God? Did he say that guy was making a mockery of Christianity? And what I would say to the father, who obviously doesn't know his Bible, right? Let not a corrupt communication come out of your mouth, except that which edify the church, and you should know where to find that. See, it's not aimed at others, it's aimed at him. So you're going to put my Bible tells me to pray for the president. As much as I had to grip my teeth and pray for Obama, I prayed for him to succeed, not to fail. Are you doing that, Father Martin? I don't think you are. You have a look of hate and disdain on your face when you were even talking about this man. I mean, seriously. You think some of these guys are theologized to death? No, seriously, they go to these schools to learn about, help break down the Bible and actually learn what it says, to learn how to read, if you would, the Bible. And study and understand. I don't think they ever do. I think they go with preconceived notions about what Jesus was like, about what God wants from us. And that's what they go there to shore up. Take a listen. This is Father James Martin.
Certainly for the majority of the Christian faithful who listen to what Jesus says in the Bible, which is blessed are the peacemakers. And so to use violence to remove peacemakers from in front of the church.
So blessed are the peacemakers. And peacemakers always, do they always make peace by putting their head in the chopping block, Father? Many, many of the heroes in the Old Testament were warriors, were kings, wiped out complete cities when God told them to go do it. Were they peacemakers, Father? Come on, we're not all idiots, We don't all do just what you tell us to do. Do you really believe that those peaceful protesters who were throwing rocks and throwing things before President Trump got there, that's what the gas was all about? But you won't hear mainstream media tell you that. The whole thing behind that was that A.G. Barr was there first. And they were getting rowdy. And someone or a group of people had thrown things at the Secret Service agents. So, Father, check your own book. Right? You're not supposed to lie.
Church, so you can hold up a Bible and say how great America is while you're promising military action against peaceful protesters seems to me to be the complete opposite of what Jesus taught. And so I think it makes a mockery of Christianity.
Really? So Jesus never said those who fought by the sword would die by the sword, right? Jesus never violently tore up the merchant center next to the temple because they were selling garbage. So really? Are we serious here? See, this is why we're so easily led astray. Because guys like this get away with their own version of Christianity. They get away with their own version of pounding on the president. This same guy would probably bless an abortion clinic. Because it's the work of God. It doesn't say which one.
Yeah, he's going to the National Shrine of St. John Paul II. He might want to read some of the things that St. John Paul II talked about in terms of standing up against racism, which he called a sin. In particular,
why would I read what John Paul said? Why would I just go to the book and read what Jesus said? I've always had a hard time with that. I don't really care what the Father says either. Right? I mean, the Bible is my basis for what I do, not what a priest says or a nun or a monk or whoever, or the Pope. Right? You really think that Trump thinks that racism is a good thing? And again, as I say to you, for a guy that's racist, he sure does an awful lot for the black community.
In particular, his desire for the church to stand with the poor, for people who are marginalized, for people who have no voice. And so once again, if he's going to use St. John Paul and the statue and the shrine as a backdrop for these policies, again, he is ignoring the legacy in one case of St. John Paul II, and the other case, more seriously, Jesus.
Yeah. How'd that go? Wrong. Sorry. You're incorrect. Jesus said there would always be the sick and the poor among us. Father, did you get a new verse? Did you get a new revelation from Jesus? Show us in your house. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Curfews remain in effect in cities nationwide in an effort to curb the violent demonstrations sparked by the death of George Floyd in the hands of Minneapolis police. Relatives of George Floyd joined thousands of protesters in Houston, where he grew up.
This is amazing, all of you guys out here. God bless you all.
The march to City Hall came as the state of Minnesota launched the civil rights investigation against the Minneapolis Police Department.
The investigation will review MPD's policies, procedures, and practices over the last 10 years to determine if the department has utilized systemic discriminatory practices towards people of color.
As demonstrations against police brutality continue from coast to coast, authorities are now trying to control incidents of violence and also looting. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. You listen to Real Title, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be involved, be engaged, be, you know, use your God-given ability to think. How about that? I like that one. I'm not joking. I'm serious. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution, part of the conversation, you know, just part of the fix, if you would. You know? And there was a lot happening. There's a lot for us to discuss. There's a lot for us to be involved with. And you can't let these people, you know, somebody just sent me a text and said, let me see if I can find it. It's so perfect for the moment, if you would. And what did he say? He said, who allowed this infestation? And I know some of you get really irritated at me when I go down this road. We allowed this infestation. We did. We allowed it by, you know, not seeing it coming, not getting off our butts, not walking for good candidates. You know, my argument, my own little political world always, is we get excited when a new R shows up and wants to get involved in politics. I don't. I'm one of the few that doesn't. My first question is, where have you been? Who have you been hanging out with? How do I find out about you? I mean, look at Marco Rubio right now. You know, he was a Tea Party darling. He wouldn't make it today. Not with some of the stuff he posts and says and does. So, again, we allowed this to happen. We in California, when we elected Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, I mean, seriously, the guy who couldn't stay away from the maid for some reason, he had no experience. He didn't know how to beat up people, you know, on the wrestling mat, but he didn't know how to do legislation. He wasn't a Republican. He had an R in front of his name. He was married to one of the most staunch Democrats on the planet. Couldn't get any real legislation put through unless he was hanging with the Dems. He didn't know, you know, there was a joke when he was, I don't know if some of you guys know this, when he was governor, the Republicans wore name tags because he never got to know them. He never hung out with them. He never got to know them. And then after he got slapped around a few times, he started doing what the Democrats wanted him to do. Real tough guy, right? And then after, you know, all the scandals, all the stuff going on in his life, I don't know about his marital life now. I don't really care. He starts an organization in California that basically is, you know, real Republicans. Right? And they're not Republicans. They're Democrat light is what they are. They're fiscal conservatives, at least they consider themselves that. Except when it comes to doling out money to illegals, putting people on welfare, they're all for that kind of stuff. So why don't I just be, I don't know, a conservative Democrat? Start through a little conservative Democrat party. Because they know what some of the people they have, they're going to pull people over with them. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, many, 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 even some Democrats now are starting to speak up. Ari Fleischer, you know, started talking about how Trump activating the military, genius move. Whether you like it or not, it's a genius move. Because now, just like with the, all the medication that they needed to help save and keep New York. Or try to save New York City and New York State. They were asking Trump for that equipment. He was getting it to them. They tried to blame him for the whole thing. Still trying to blame him for it, really. Even though Cuomo just said a couple days ago, we've all taken blame for this, or we all have blame in this. And now they want Trump. They don't want Trump. Many want Trump to call out the National Guard or to send the National Guard for support. I am fine with him having them there in D.C., protecting D.C., because you know as well as I do, at some point in time, these morons are going to go off to the Supreme Court building. They're going to go off to the, you know, they've already gone, trying to get to the White House, Capitol Hill. Right? And the Democrats are going to welcome them in. Come on in. Oh, wait a minute. Do you need more spray paint? We can probably allocate the bill to give you enough money to get some spray paint. What do you think? It's just amazing. And again, it's not going to stop anytime soon. And you know, and they're making a big deal out of everything. Everything he does. You know that. Nancy Pelosi, I heard she got... Did anybody hear this? Somebody know it if you know anything about it. I heard she got third-degree burns on her hand today.
For a technology...
Oh, that's great. There we go. Don't you love that, too? She got third-degree burns on her hands today. Somebody handed her a Bible, and she took it. I'm sorry. Look it. You want to call me? You want to call me names? You want to give me the phone? Please do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. You cannot be a proponent. You cannot be someone who loves and feels that the ultimate right to take a life belongs to a woman and tell me you're a Christian. Now, the only caveat to that, which I have, and it makes a lot of my Christian friends mad, if you're telling me a woman has a right to choose, if you're telling me people have a right to choose, I would say, yeah, you're right. God gives us the right to choose. Whether you want to hear it or not, right? We choose life, we choose death. We choose to edify, we choose to tear down. We choose to love, we choose to hate. God doesn't zap you if you hate somebody. God doesn't zap you after you swear at somebody. Right? I mean, think about this. If really God was so adamant about running every aspect of your life, we'd have no murders because he doesn't want anybody to die. You decide. Are you going to take a life? Are you going to edify a life? Are you going to feed someone? Are you going to starve them to death? So does a woman have a right to choose? Yep. Just like I do. I have a right to choose the things I do and don't do. All right? Ultimately, what you're supposed to choose as a Christian is what lines up with the Word of God. That's what you're supposed to choose. And not the way you read it, and not the way you interpret it. Right? I love these guys that go, you know, the Bible says if you lie, stop. Period. And then you get these guys who says, well, what's a lie? What do you mean what's a lie? A lie is not the truth. Well, but what a truth. You have your truth, I have my truth. My truth is that Trump's not a liar. Your truth is that Trump is a liar. I'm not talking about that. We're talking about things like the truth in science and biology. You either have an X chromosome or a Y chromosome. Period. There's no thought there. There's no feeling. There's no ideology. God made him. God made them. Male and female. Not male, female, kind of, sort of, female, kind of, sort of, male. Right? That's why some of us have blonde hair, dark hair, green eyes, blue eyes, brown eyes. God made them. God loves the variety. It's wonderful. Skin color, no skin color. Doesn't matter. And some will say, oh, see, is that racist comment? He said skin color doesn't matter. Well, it doesn't. It doesn't. What matters is whether he can do the job or not. In California, they passed a law. You have to put women. You have to have, it's even a percentage or proportional amount of women on your boards. On the board of a private corporation. Let that sink in. If the Democrats take over D.C. again, just look at how California runs. That's how D.C. is going to run. Anyway, employing a Bible at the Capitol Hill News Conference Tuesday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called on President Trump to be a healer-in-chief. Well, Nancy, what about all those kids you push to be aborted every year? You're going to heal them somehow? You talk about violence. I mean, my God. You ever seen an abortion performed? Want to talk about violence? San Francisco Democrat was speaking one day after Trump had held up a Bible while defending religious freedom. And he's right. He was using a symbol. Nothing wrong with that. Although I wouldn't know if I would have gone to St. John's Episcopal Church. Again, nothing against the Episcopalians. But I do know the Episcopal Church, the Synod, the group as a whole, openly admits that they loosely interpret Scripture. It means they change it for the time, the day, the whatever. Really not into that. Toby Senior host, God bless for being with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Please answer the question.
So don't see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-CHO, 855-732-5563. We really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution. That's what I want you to be part of the solution. That's just part of the conversation. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend, you know, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. And again, you got to get involved. You have to engage. You have to know what's going on. You don't agree? Would you kind of agree? Whatever. 855 Real Joe, let me know. 855-732-5563. Like that. Pope Che Guevara. That's great. The Nancy with her Bible in hand, which is something we don't get to see that often. You don't get to see many Democrats with their Bible in their hand in a legislative level. I'm not so sure anymore that they even know what our founding fathers had in mind when they wrote the Constitution. Some of the things that they were thinking about. You can read about it. You can read about it in the journals. I don't know why it's so hard for you to understand. Are you that dull? Just asking. Anyway, so Nancy who full-on believes in dismembering a baby before it's born, and even partial birth abortions. She actually was upset that the president, maybe he should read his Bible. Right? That he held up a Bible while talking about defending religious freedom. Now, this was just shortly after a group of rioters decided to try to burn the church down. Now, you know as well as I do that's not right. That doesn't help their cause. It never will help their cause. By the way, if anybody runs into Katie Hill, who is trying to become relevant again on that interweb thing, she's more than welcome to come on the show anytime she wants to. I'm dying to know. I cannot find out from her or somebody who's running for Congress in this area. I can't get Democrats to take a solid stand on the violence, can you? And really simple question, are you okay with the violence that's happening today? Love to know. Pelosi's remarks include quotes from the book of Ecclesiastes and from comments by former George H.W. Bush and Barack Obama. I like that, though. She didn't like George H.W. She's actually made fun of him in the last few years. Right? They tried to react to these incidents of death, as they put them. And I keep coming back to this is nothing new. You had control of the White House. What did you do to change it? What did you try to push through? What did you try to pass to make a difference? Right? Now, Pelosi, somebody made the comment or the observation, if you would, that Pelosi had written the words in the back of the Bible. She actually opened the Bible up, went to the back of it like she was reading them from the Bible to read the Bush and Obama quotes. She said that, the president has a responsibility to heal, quoting from President George H.W. Bush, shortly after the Rodney King riots, and former President Barack Obama following the killing of Eric Garner. Well, okay, but does he have to heal the way you want him to heal? Doctors, counselors, whatever, they don't all agree on ways to get somebody healthy. There's an appointment time for everything, Pelosi began, referring to Ecclesiastes. That's right. A time for every event under heaven, a time to heal, a time to embrace, a time to shun embracing. What does that mean? How about that, she said, like the first time she ever read it. but forget all that. Let's just focus on a time to heal. But healing isn't about to giving them everything they want, right? I mean, they forced BLM or whoever they were, forced a bunch of white folks to their knees. And not to beg for forgiveness. And just chant Black Lives Matter. Is that not lording over somebody? You really think that that's what Martin Luther King Jr. died for? You think that's what Jesus died for? Seriously. If you have the love of Christ, it's so funny to watch these leaders, these dem leaders, who want nothing to do with God, except when they see something like this happen, so they think it's going to get them some votes. Well, I got news for Pelosi and Schumer and the rest of them. Jesus wasn't about color. Jesus wasn't about racial equality. He wasn't about male-female equality. He wasn't about freedom of choice. He was about God's grace, God wanting you in his family, you going by studying and reading the Word of God and following him. That's what he was about. Because if you follow him, if you follow God's Word, all that stuff will fall into place. You can't pick and choose what you want to follow or when you want to open the book up. Because Nancy, and this is aimed at Nancy, because I know she doesn't really read, there are Christians out there, lots of them, that believe that black is a curse. I don't. I don't believe. I think Scripture has been twisted for people to believe that. So we're clear. So how do you deal with them, Nancy? They're on your team, by the way. How do you deal with that? Anybody could take a Scripture and have a field day with it. He's not supposed to be the healer in chief. Nancy, why don't you see who God picked for a leader? Why don't you read the story of David? That ought to freak you out. But you don't agree with God anyway. You've made that clear. And then they talk about the meek and mild man, John Paul. Well, John Paul wouldn't take a picture with Nancy Pelosi. She went all the way to Rome for an audience. Well, she was the Speaker of the House. Of course he was going to see her. Well, guess what? He didn't see her. He wasn't interested in seeing her. Does that mean he didn't love her? No, it doesn't mean he didn't love her at all. It just meant he wasn't interested in seeing her. That's what I love about the law. You know, they make the rules on what they perceive to be truth. Which I always find utterly and totally amazing. Pelosi's still holding the Bible with its notes. She then read a statement that Bush made following the video showing the police beating Rodney King in Los Angeles. Here's the other thing. Nobody agreed that Rodney deserved the beating he got. Most people, including the black community, said he should have stopped moving around. He should have stopped trying to fight them, but he didn't deserve the beating he got. She said those terrible scenes stir us all to demand an end to gratuitous violence and brutality, except in movies. Pelosi quoted Bush as saying, law enforcement officials cannot place themselves above the law, and they are sworn to, that they are sworn to defend. It was sick. Well, it seems like they have. Seems like all of you have. Are you defending the law in these cities? Are you defending people's properties? Are you defending people's right to make money? To live peaceably? I mean, really, seriously. Every one of the anti-black organizations were started and or continue on because of liberals. Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger, hated the black community. You'll never hear that from them. Look it up yourself. It's still out there all over the place until they scrub it. She used to give speeches at KKK meetings. KKK, another group, hated the black community. Wanted them gone. Hung, lynched, killed, shot, burned. Also Democrats. Liberal Democrats. Right? The NRA. Ah, the gun people. Hate blacks. No, actually, they were started to help push forward and give blacks the right to carry guns. Give them more rights. Help them protect themselves. Ah, Republican organization. We go down the whole list of what they've done. Jim Crow laws. All Democrat-based. Right? When you look at the votes for women's rights, you look at the votes for blacks' rights, Democrats have been abysmal. They have abysmal records. You won't know that because we don't teach you that in school. That would go against the Democrat teacher teaching the class. Right? And when you talk about law enforcement officials, lawmakers can't place themselves in front of the law, too. Or above the law. She said it was just sickening to see that beating. No way, in my view, was it justified. Well, nobody said it was. Not a person. Not a one. She then quoted from Obama. But a little bit more oomph, right? She said, right now, unfortunately, we're seeing too many instances where people just do not have confidence that folks are being treated fairly. Quoting the former president, Pelosi said, and in some cases, those may be misperceptions. But in some cases, it's a reality. Nobody has questioned that. Nobody has questioned that there is a prejudice and hate in every capacity. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Hot Twitter stories in the next hour. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.